Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Coffee Break Spanish, Season 4, Episode 4. Hola a todos, ¿cómo estamos? Carmen, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, Mark, ¿y tú? ¿Qué tal todo?
Bien,
¿sí?
Bien, muy bien.
Me alegro.
Bien, esta semana tenemos otro texto para vosotros y esta semana vamos a leer el diario de María otra vez. Now, if this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break Spanish that you've ever listened to, you should know that there's a full back catalogue of lessons available where you can go from the absolute basics of Spanish up to a very advanced level with the season 4 of our show.
Mark, tengo una preguntita para ti. Did you manage to use the expression that we learned last week?
That wonderful expression about ceja.
Perfecto.
Ceja y ceja.
Entre ceja y ceja.
Entre ceja y ceja. Well, yes and no.
Okay.
I didn't manage to use it in a conversation, but I do something. As a language learner, and I still feel I'm learning Spanish all the time, I keep a diary. And every
like
night...
Like Maria?
Yes, like Maria.
Uh-huh.
Every night I write in my diary in a language that I learn.
Perfect.
And one night this week, I did indeed write a diary entry in which I used that expression.
Okay, tell me, how did you use it?
Well, I was out for lunch with my mum.
Uh-huh.
And as usual, my mum wanted to pay, but
okay.
I was determined that she was not going to pay. So in my diary entry, I was able to write, se me ha metido entre ceja y ceja que iba a pagar yo.
Perfecto, Mark. Muy bien hecho.
I was determined that I was going to pay. I got the idea in my head and I couldn't get rid of it.
Perfecto, estoy muy orgullosa de ti.
Perfecto. Bueno, vamos a seguir con el texto de hoy, ¿no?
Vale.
Como siempre, vamos a escuchar o leer el texto de María todos juntos y luego después os doy una explicación del texto en inglés.
Pues vamos a ello, Marca.
Perfecto.
Querido diario, ayer fue un viernes muy emocionante. Estaba nerviosa cuando fui a recoger a Rory al aeropuerto. Muy nerviosa. Tan nerviosa que, como no había sitio para aparcar, dejé el coche en doble fila. Fui corriendo a buscarle, hecha un manojo de nervios. Le vi, tan guapo como siempre, y nos fundimos en un abrazo largo. Demasiado largo. Cuando volvimos al coche, tenía una multa de aparcamiento. ¡Qué desastre! Después de que se me pasara el enfado, fuimos a comer a casa de mis padres, en Binissalem, el centro de la isla. Y entonces era Rory el que estaba nervioso. Y yo, más contenta que unas pascuas. Comimos ensalada y pescadito al horno. De postre, mi madre hizo un gató con helado de almendra, una tarta típica de las Islas Baleares. ¡Mmm, riquísimo! Y probamos un vino blanco de los viñedos de mis padres, cosecha del 2009, una añada muy buena. Rory estaba un poco tímido, pero tuvimos una comida muy agradable, charlando de lo tarde que se come en España y de lo pronto que se come en Escocia. Creo que se cayeron bien. Después de tomar cafés y tés, me llevé a Rory a dar un paseo por los viñedos y le acompañé en coche a dejar la maleta a su nueva habitación con vistas al mar, en el Hotel de Consuelo. Después cogimos el coche y fuimos al puerto de Andratx y llegamos justo para ver la puesta de sol. Rory estaba eufórico, no paraba de repetir «¡El paisaje está de foto!» y se reía. La verdad es que fue una puesta impresionante. El cielo rojizo se reflejaba en el agua del mar y la temperatura del aire era deliciosa. Y fuimos a cenar a un restaurante que tiene terraza al lado del embarcadero. Hablamos de lo divino y de lo mundano y me estuvo explicando lo difícil que es escoger un buen tema para su doctorado en biología marina. Bueno, aún tiene todo el verano por delante. Estoy segura de que en Mallorca encontrará la inspiración. La cena fue sublime. Pedimos los platos más caros del menú. Un día es un día, ¿no? Y brindamos por la isla y por el verano que nos espera. ¡Qué romántico! Un beso y hasta pronto. María.
Bueno, hoy tenemos un texto muy romántico, ¿verdad, Marc?
Sí, con la puesta del sol en el puerto de Andratx.
Espectacular.
I think it's time to go through the text in English and I'll give you a little explanation, a summary of the text in English. So we join Maria the day after she collected Rory from the airport. He's arrived in Mallorca, and when he arrived, she was very nervous. In fact, so nervous that she ended up double parking her car at the airport and was given a parking ticket. They went, as planned, to have lunch with Maria's parents. It was Rory's turn to be a bit nervous, but they had a delicious lunch of typical Mallorcan fare, accompanied by a delicious wine from her parents' 2009 harvest.
Bebimos un vino blanco de los viñedos de mis padres, cosecha del 2009. Una añada muy buena.
A very good year, apparently. During the meal, they talked about the fact that for a Scot, lunch seemed to be very late, but as Maria points out, Spaniards feel that the meals are very early in Scotland. After lunch, Maria and Rory went for a walk in the vineyards, and then she took him to Consuelo's hotel, where he dropped off his luggage in his room.
Le acompañé en coche a dejar la maleta a su nueva habitación con vistas al mar, en el hotel de Consuelo.
Una habitación con vistas al mar, no less. Afterwards, they went to the port of Andratx, arriving just in time for a beautiful sunset. Rory was very impressed with the sunset and the scenery. They ended up eating in a restaurant with a terrace beside the quay, and they spent their time chatting about everything under the sun.
Hablamos de lo divino y de lo mundano.
Or perhaps they chatted about everything and nothing. And Rory explained how difficult he's finding it to choose a theme for his thesis. Maria is sure that he'll find his inspiration in the beautiful island of Mallorca. They had a delicious dinner of the most expensive dishes on the menu and toasted to the summer which awaits them.
Y brindamos por la isla y por el verano que nos espera.
Brindar is a funny word, I find it. a strange word. Brindar means to toast.
Sí.
And you call a toast un brindis.
Un brindis, exacto.
So that's a toast when you raise your glasses exacto. to something. And it's un brindis por mm-hmm. something.
Exacto.
Because it's a brindis on behalf of something. It's another use of that por. And here we can brindar. Por, in this case, la isla, y por el verano, que nos espera, which is waiting for us. The other thing to think about is brindamos is the preterite tense. We toasted the summer and the island. But in the present tense, it would sound the same.
Brindamos, igualmente.
But how would we say let's toast something? In that situation, we're using a slightly different form. It is, of course, the subjunctive because we're using a command form. Even if it's a we do something, let's do something, we would say...
Brindemos.
Brindemos. So if ever you're in the situation where you're wanting to toast something or to raise your glass, then you can say brindemos, let's toast, and you can brindar por algo.
Exacto. También puedes utilizar vamos a brindar por.
Vamos a brindar por...
El verano.
El verano. So there you have it. Now, this is when we say goodbye to our listeners who are listening to the preview version of this episode. Once again, you can head over to coffeebreakspanishseason4.com to find out more about how you can access the full version of this week's episode and indeed access our transcripts, our bonus audio materials, and our translation challenges. That's all at coffeebreakspanishseason4.com.
Adios.
Adios a todos y muchas gracias. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.